the one vaccine that's really important that's for preventable disease relates to hepatitis A. And we have with us Dr. Leonard Friedland, practicing physician, vaccine researcher, and vice president and director of scientific affairs and public health vaccines at GSK, to explain why it's so important to stay up to date on immunizations. Doctor, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, we're this time of the year, we're starting to think about the flu vaccine and waiting for the COVID-19 vaccine, whenever that might come. But there are ones that we really need to keep up on. Talk a little bit about, I guess, for people unfamiliar with hepatitis A, what is it and what's the importance of getting the vaccine?
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. It's really important information. You're absolutely right. It's flu season. It's important to get our flu vaccines, but it's also important to think about other vaccines that are recommended to prevent dangerous infectious diseases in people of all ages, including adults. And one of those is hepatitis A. It's Liver Awareness Month, so that's why we're talking about this right now. Hepatitis A is a highly contagious virus that attacks the liver, and it can lead to people getting very sick, being hospitalized, and even dying. In the state of Ohio, there's been more than 3,500 cases. That 60% of those people have been hospitalized, and there have been 16 deaths from hepatitis A in Ohio. And this virus can be spread from hand-to-mouth contamination, or it can be spread through contaminated food or drink.
And who is at risk then? I guess people of all ages, correct? I mean, anybody who would come in contact with that.
You're absolutely right. We're all potentially at risk for hepatitis A because, again, it's spread from hand to mouth or from contaminated food or from drink. And because we're all potentially at risk for hepatitis A, the Centers for Disease Control recommends that all adults who want to be vaccinated against hepatitis A can be vaccinated. And there are even some high-risk groups within adults where the vaccine is highly recommended as well.
Doctor, how often do we need that vaccination?
Well, if we look at, if we receive, it's a two-dose vaccine. And if we receive both doses of the vaccine, there's no recommendation to ever receive the vaccine again. So if we get both doses, they're spaced 6 months apart, then we are complete, and that there's no recommendation to ever get it again. But if we look across the United States, less than 1 in 5 adults have received vaccination against hepatitis A. And it is very important to know about this because it is highly contagious. When people get sick, they can have high fevers, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and about 60% will end up being hospitalized. And unfortunately, we've had deaths. Across the United States, we had hepatitis A fairly well under control, but since 2017, we've had outbreaks now in 27 states, including in Ohio. So it's really important to get vaccinated. And because less than 1 in 5 adults have been vaccinated, it's really important that we talk about this and that you know about it.
How long has this vaccine been available?
Oh, the vaccine's available for quite a while now, more than 2 decades of use here in the United States. And many, many millions of people have been vaccinated safely and effectively. The important thing is that we learn about this. So we need to speak to our doctor, speak to our pharmacist, and ask about hepatitis A vaccination and all the vaccines that are recommended for adults. Now, during the pandemic, as you mentioned in our lead-in, many people have not been visiting their doctor, visiting their pharmacist, and therefore vaccination rates have declined dramatically. We've seen a recovery in the pediatric population where children are going back to the doctor's office now and catching up on those vaccines that they missed during the last 7 months, but adult vaccination rates have not recovered the way they were. And it's really important because hepatitis A can really make people feel very, very sick. As mentioned, about 60% will end up being hospitalized. And we want to make sure that we're staying as healthy as possible right now as we're entering the fall during the pandemic. We want to make sure that we're protecting ourselves against all of the vaccine-preventable diseases that are recommended by the CDC. You mentioned influenza. We're talking about hepatitis. There are also vaccines that are recommended for adults to protect against pertussis, against pneumonia, against shingles. And it's really important that we do whatever we can to stay as healthy as possible, keeping ourselves out of the hospital and staying healthy throughout the fall. And hepatitis A is certainly one of those vaccines to know about, one of those diseases to know about, because it is vaccine preventable. As mentioned, less than 1 in 5 people have been vaccinated.
Where can people find out more information about this or other things, or just making sure that they're up to date on what they need, or they're prepared for what they might face?
So that's a really good question, because everybody should not only talk to their doctor and their pharmacist about this, but they can also do some research on their own before they have that conversation. And a great place to start is at the CDC's website, cdc.gov/hepatitis. And again, it's really important to know about this and have this conversation, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic right now. Mm-hmm. cdc.gov/hepatitis.
I think we're all familiar with the cdc.gov. We've probably gone there more times than not in this particular year than we've maybe ever decided to see what the Center for Disease Control has to offer, but always a good resource for information and accurate information, too, which is the key to a lot of this stuff that we're hearing related to viruses and other things related to vaccines and immunizations. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us today.